This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado is up against a voter-approved deadline to reintroduce wolves by the end of next year, but end of this year. But first, it needs to get its hands on actual wolves. CPR's Sam Brash has confirmed a short list of possible sources.
Three states, Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho, have all refused Colorado's request for wolves. Each cited concerns the predators will kill livestock and compete for game animals. Washington State says it's open to the prospect, but can't practically meet Colorado's deadline. Officials confirm that leaves two potential wolf sources, Oregon and the Nez Perce tribe in Idaho, which assisted federal reintroduction efforts in the 1990s. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado's statewide fall ballot has been officially finalized, and as CPR's Megan Verley reports, there's very little on it.
That's because it's an odd-numbered year, and there are big limits on what types of initiatives can go on the ballot. In addition to any local political races and issues, voters will weigh in on just two statewide ballot measures. Proposition HH lowers property tax rates and reduces future Tabor refunds. Prop II allows the state to hold on to more tobacco and nicotine tax money instead of having to refund it. Ballots go out next month and must be returned by November 7th, Election Day. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
The University of Northern Colorado hockey team has been suspended through 2026. The team was investigated for allegations of hazing and underage drinking from the university. The team says it will appeal. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.